Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Thanks to a wet spring planting season, farmers across the state are putting in long days to get their crops in the ground this year. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet District Public Information Officer Keith Todd reminds drivers to be on the lookout for farm equipment on the highways.
Farmers are having to work extra hours. I know somebody, a friend of mine, told me the other day he thought he was working 20 hours a day trying to get caught up. And, so you have the issues with, you know, farmers being fatigued from working long hours, and then also that sense of urgency of trying to get all of their seed planted, you know, while they have the opportunity here.
Todd says a crash with a tractor can be deadly.
In 2017, there were 189 farm tractor-related crashes here in Kentucky. There were 40 injury crashes and 6 fatalities on Kentucky highways in 2017. We should remind everybody to, you know, use caution, be patient.
He says farmers can also help by finding a safe place to allow vehicles to pass.
We also took the time to remind farmers that, you know, occasionally to pull over and let traffic get by, and that keeps people from getting impatient and maybe passing and trying to pass in no passing zones or on a curve, trying to get around. So we just want everybody to be safe out there.
We'll have more in a moment.
Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote in the upcoming primary election. This is the most important thing you can do on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged in the process and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important chore on primary election day than to make their voice heard and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Todd says the amount of farm equipment on the road is minimal compared to other traffic.
Farm equipment counts for less than 0.05% of all motor vehicles on the road. That's less than 0.5% of all motor vehicles. But the percentage of fatal motor vehicle crashes involving farm equipment is about 5 times higher than other vehicles on the highway.
He reminds drivers to be patient with farmers because pulling off the road is not always easy to do.
The average tractor runs about 25 miles an hour, and in some cases, if you're pulling multiple pieces of equipment, you may actually have to go slower than that just to maintain control while you're going down the road. And then, you know, farmers try to keep from hitting various markers along the roadway and road signs, so it may be a case where they can't always get all the way over.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.